Hari Kondabolu and his brother Ashok have a new podcast here on Earwolf. It's called Kondabolu Brothers. You can check out the first episode in your podcast app right now. You might know Hari from his stand-up or his other Earwolf show, Politically Reactive. And Ashok is a performer and former member of the rap group Das Racist. Their new show is taped at comedy clubs around the country, from Brooklyn to Hawaii. Witness two brothers occasionally acknowledge their live audience. Find out why World War I is overrated, and learn why pizza should not be your favorite food. It's fun. Subscribe to Kondabolu Brothers now in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your podcast app of choice.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
We are How to Be Less Old. This is our podcast. I'm Deanna Chang.
You're in it. You're in it.
I'm in it.
You're in it. I'm Emily Foster.
And we're here to teach you.
That's right. And to learn.
Well, we're here A, to learn, but then we teach you through our learnings.
You get to hear us not know anything.
That's right.
That's why we're here.
That's the idea of the show. Welcome, new listeners. No, there's probably none. It's all our...
We have new listeners.
Yeah, we do have new listeners. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so we have a couple of things to unpack today.
We've got a really, really cool youth coming on.
I'll say.
And guess what, y'all? He is 17.
That's an actual, like...
I kind of feel like that's the sweet spot in a weird way. Like, we get a lot of 25, which is great, but because they know a lot. But 17 is like finger on that pulse.
That's right, because you were you're in it. Like, couldn't be closer to the pulse.
That's right. You are the pulse.
You are the pulse, yeah.
I mean, nothing's cooler. Like, 17-year-olds define cool.
So we have Tucker Albrizzi coming on in. Woo. He is another AP Bio kid. You guys, I'm sure you're starting to watch the show because it is so good.
Yes.
So good. I love it.
I'm addicted.
It's like, gosh, I'm trying to think what would you say is a similar, it feels kind of, not like, oh, it's something you've never seen before, but there's a freshness to it.
Well, and what it is the twist on what you expect, right? What you would expect is like a teacher coming in trying to get the kids engaged, but really it's the opposite, which is genius.
And it's just a great pace, and it's really funny, and like I'm into it. And as you guys know, it's a Seth Meyers, Lorne Michael production. So that says something. Those are the best. That we have in America.
So Tucker, who is one of the kids.
Yeah, he's the redhead.
High school, he's the redhead. He also happens to be a tea master.
Yeah, like this is what we learned. We heard, you know, we're excited to have him. Great. We love a youth on television.
Right.
But then we heard that he like had a passion for tea. And I got to say, when you're looking at him on the show, you don't go, tea master. Like, that's not the first thing that comes to mind.
No.
But he's certified, I believe, from China, certified.
Oh.
Like, legit tea master. Tea master of ceremonies. So I do feel we need to unpack that with him for sure. And I would love if he has any suggestions for just taking a once over of us, like, what teas do we need to be drinking?
And I have that question. So
yeah,
thank you for posing it.
Trust and believe. Emily Foster.
That's
Emily
me.
Emily Frieda Foster.
That's me.
Have you taken your eye on The Queer Eye yet?
Is it out?
It's
officially
on
out?
Netflix.
Okay. I need to get at it.
I just want to say this because it feels relevant, you know? It came out in the early 2000s.
Loved it. Saw every episode.
It was so much fun. It was on Bravo. It was, I think, the first time I was aware of Bravo.
Okay.
You know?
Probably.
Yeah.
For me too.
Like,
yeah.
You know, obviously now it's all Housewives all the time. But, like, at the like that was the first time I was paying attention to Bravo. And I think, you know, 15 years ago, it felt very kind of like, oh, wow, you know, five gay guys, the Fab Five, going in and zhuzhing up a straight guy felt really kind of edgy and like crazy and funny and whoa, that's wild, you know?
Yes.
Back in the really early 2000s because it felt...
With the Will and Grace.
Yes. It was like, okay, now we're moving into a new area.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So to be honest, I saw that this was happening. One of our past guests is starring on it.
Of course he is. Jonathan Van Ness.
Yeah. And he was in episode, we'll get back to you on that.
118. He, Gay of Thrones right, is how most people probably know of him.
And he came in here, turned to the goddamn heavens.
A blessing, really.
And he is on the show, turned to the goddamn heavens. I mean, he is... We had to hold on to our seats.
Yes, we did.
And you will have to hold on to your seats when you watch him on the show.
God bless.
But what I will say in, you know, it feels like we've made so much progress. So it felt to me before I watched the show like, do we need this right now? And because of where we are in life,
right,
with how divided everyone is.
Do we need zhuzhing?
Well, I think what we need is to have... People, like, they're going into areas that, you know, with men that probably don't have a lot of engagement with gay men. And it's actually, every episode is beautiful. And I've cried several times. Aww. And it's really quaint and really lovely. And I actually think we really need it. I wanted to look. I was like, we don't need it. We don't need it. And then I started watching and I was like, we need it.
Okay.
So anyway, let's bring Tucker on. I'm curious to hear if he's even heard of that show ever. Just if it was on his radar as a 17-year-old.
And I'm just going to place the bet that he does not know it.
Because he would have been
five.
Five. Not even. Because.
Oh, God. Right? I don't even
Because it was 15 years ago. He's seven. He would have been two.
He would have been two.
Which is, I don't know if he's watching Bravo at two. But I'm curious to see if he's heard of it.
Screen time's not really recommended until you're two, so maybe.
Maybe. Maybe that's what his parents popped on.
Yeah.
And he's also super into anime, which we haven't talked too much about. So I'm curious.
That's true.
Let's get him in here.
Okay.
How to be less old.
Tucker.
Hey.
Tucker.
Hey, how are you?
You're so cute.
Okay, and a panda.
Yes.
Panda on his shirt.
I love my panda shirt.
And his AP Bio Season 1 hoodie?
Yes.
Was that a wrap gift?
It was my wrap gift, and I wear it way too much.
Yeah, you've been wearing it.
It's pilled.
Yeah. I'm going to put way too much wear and tear in this by the time the second season. Hopefully.
We're knocking on wood right now. Here.
No, I think you're good. I think you got yourself a second season.
It is a phenomenal show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the team behind it is so amazing that, like, just fingers crossed. But, like, everybody who was behind the production of that was just so great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When did you start acting, just out of curiosity?
I'm originally from Florida.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. It was rough. So I did, like, some commercials back there, but, like, theatrically acting, I did that when I came out here in 2008.
Okay.
So you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, a quick minute.
Does this feel like the biggest thing so far?
AP Bio? Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
What if he was like, nah.
Nah.
Well, it might not be. You know, I feel like I watched your reel and you're like in a ton of great shows. But, you know, this feels like a big deal.
Yeah. I was like, it was one of the things where, like, for the first time I was in, like, every single episode of it. And it really brought on, like, a sense of community with the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really felt somewhere like home, if that makes sense. And then the show itself was one of the only shows that I had to bite the inside of my cheek from not breaking character.
That's the
funniest show I've ever had to work on.
Yay!
I had the pleasure to work on. But yeah, it's my favorite thing I've ever done.
Hot. We're going to ask you five questions just to get to know you.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
We heard you're not only a tea master, but a master of random facts. Can you hit us with a completely random fun fact right now?
A completely random fun fact. Is there any category or
there's
just no category?
Something that tickles your fancy, sir.
Okay. Wow. I see, of course, when I'm on the spot, I'm going to lose everything I've ever had.
I'm going to give you a category.
Okay, thank you.
China.
China is one of, you know, Asian country. And basically what happens with the dynasty is... There's a lot of dynasties, like Qing Dynasty and all that stuff. And whenever those times are around, there'll be basically like a government to it. But whenever a dynasty falls, it will split into a bunch of different clans trying to take control over. It's kind of like the shogunate period in Japan, where there's a shogun and all the clans are trying to fight for the power of shogun. That's a basic fact,
like,
you know?
I like that fact. Are we in a dynasty right now in China? Absolutely not.
No. Okay. No, no, no. Just it's a People's Republic right now.
Okay, great. Just getting the lay of the land.
Okay, can you walk us through your obsession with pandas? Por favor.
Oh, of course. I love pandas because they are the embodiment of my personality. They're big and they sit around and eat all day. So that's basically who I am at heart and who I aspire to be.
They're your spirit animal, literally.
Literally my spirit animal. I also like pandas because they have a weird, like, quote-unquote sense of beauty. They like to sit and, like, watch nature. And, like, bears are, like, only a few set of animals that enjoy that and are speculated in, like, philosophy to have a sense of beauty, to be able to appreciate the beauty of nature. Because there's a lot of pictures.
Like, to drink it in.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of pictures of just bears who just sit and they just stare at the woods, you know? And they just, like, actually, like, soak things up. And pandas, I don't know if you watch videos of pandas, they're, like, made of rubber. They'll fall out of trees and just walk out unscathed and just, like, whatever. There's a lot of videos in China of, like, the handlers. Like, there's a panda rolling down a hill and they'll be trying to save it, holding onto a paw. And it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I saw a panda video where it was making me cry my eyes out. It was like, I'm sure it's on YouTube. There's these little baby pandas and there's a woman trying to clean up the area that they're in. Mm-hmm. And they, every time she goes to clean something up, they tip it over. And she is just, it is such a, like, a farce, just mad comedy, mad physical comedy. Yeah. And she's so frustrated. And it's really adorable. So that's my, I don't know much. I'm not a, I don't know from pandas.
They're into shenanigans.
They're into shenanigans.
They are shenanigans.
Yeah, I think I know more about Panda Express than I do about pandas.
Right.
I'll still take that answer.
You will.
If you want to go to Panda Express.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So Twitter informed us that you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I do.
Where'd you get her?
I met her through – get her. at the store. No, that's probably not a good thing to say. No, I met her through a mutual friend, actually. It's kind of just like a basic story, but like just my friend and I were hanging out and he was like, you know, I might go see my friend. And I'm like, oh, cool. Okay, come along. And that's just started from there.
Blossom. So old timey.
It really is, but it's just like through a mutual friend story. And
is this your first main girlfriend?
Yeah, we had our 2 year in January.
Mazel.
I think I know it's weird to think about because I'm 17.
Yeah.
That like 2 years is such a big chunk of my life.
It is.
It's and that's like a 1/10 of my parents' like marriage, if that makes sense. Like they've been together like 20 years.
Right.
So it's a weird thing to think about being so young, but like I'm completely happy. Yeah.
Is she into like? I know you consider yourself into like nerdy things, mm-hmm. right? Was she in that world?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like, what do you guys jam out on?
We kind of are in the same world, uh-huh. but on different countries. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we kind of show each other what else.
What you're
each
missing.
Other ends. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, you're like definitely in Asia, right?
You're living in it. Your world
living
is
in Asia.
100%.
And where is she?
Where is she?
Exactly where she is, I guess, you know? like, we both used to like Doctor Who a lot, but like, you know, like stuff like that. And then it
so she's
just,
in the UK, maybe.
Maybe a little bit. Okay. Kind of spread. Like, but then she also likes Grey's Anatomy as well. Like, I've never watched Uneducated Guess.
It's one of the most popular shows in the history of television.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, there's just a whole bunch of things that we try to pull. And I show her to, like, shows like Death Note and stuff like that, which are from Japan, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm, like, glazed over. I'm like, uh-huh, Death Note, what?
No, they all have really bad titles. But, yeah, we just kind of show each other what the other person may not like. And if they don't like it, then whatever. But if something sticks, then it's like, hey, maybe we could watch it.
So cute. Is she an actor?
No, but she does, like, sing and dance.
Great.
She likes to dance.
It is nice, though, when you think about, you know, like, tea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The art of shadow, perhaps. And then in Britain, you have such a tea culture that maybe, do you guys meet there? Is that a place you can meet where your two cultures collide?
With me and my girlfriend or just tea in general?
No, you and your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of what it is. It's it's her, because she loves tea as well.
Well, she'd have to.
Yeah, well, she'd have to. But it is, as you said, like the the Western approach of it, I guess. Like England.
She's dipping a biscuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
She's just dipping a biscuit. But yeah, it's so I'm trying to show her like, hey, you could also like brew loose leaf tea. You don't have to like brew it in a pouch. You know, that's also there's also like these really cool flavors over here. You can do this.
Does PG tips come loose? You know.
Does it?
No.
No?
No.
Emily, are you talking tea right
I'm talking
now?
Tea.
Yes, oh, I appreciate goodness. It. Do you have a cheat sheet?
Okay, no. Wait. Let's no? Okay, sorry. Back it up a little
yep,
bit.
Here we go.
So let's get into tea.
Okay.
Okay, so when did you start? And then I want to hear what whatever tips she just said. We'll definitely. But like, let's get into when did you start with your teas?
When was it? Probably like 2014.
Give us an age. Say. How old are you? Then?
14.
14.
I was born in 2000, so whatever that's year easy. It is. Yeah, I'm born early in the year, so whatever year it is, I'm that age. I was born in February.
Convenient.
Yeah, my 18th birthday is actually at the end of the month.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm taking on a lot of responsibilities that I'm not excited for in adulthood. Not my thing.
You're already halfway there.
Yeah, right. But, see, I started to get into it, I want to say around 2014.
Okay.
The way I got into it was we were visiting San Francisco, and there was a tea shop. We were in Chinatown walking around the streets, and there was a guy who basically just pulls you in off the street. He's like, hey, dude, we got free tea tastings, you know, whatever. And he sits you down, and he starts making tea, and he starts talking to you. And apparently everybody in this neighborhood calls him Uncle G, and he's just like this wonderful father figure to the whole neighborhood. And he sits you down and gives you life advice, and he brews you tea, and like – we ended up there for like 3 hours just talking to this dude, wow. Just over tea, you know? Mm. And it was that experience that kind of sold it to me, you know?
That makes just sense, yeah.
To have a complete stranger sit you down and just have an immediate connection just like that, you know?
Are your parents like into Asian culture?
My mom is. Yeah. Yeah. It's, she's to an extent. But I am certainly the one that's
yeah. Really, yeah. So you like this is lovely. You were having it was kind of a communal experience. You're sipping tea, you're chit chatting, and then you wanted to go from there.
Yeah. Right?
And so that's 14. And when do we become a certified tea master in China?
That was last year, so I was 16.
So you made your way to China.
Yes, I did. I went to China to study a little bit, but my certification is actually like an international thing. Mm-hmm. It's not exclusive to China, but they do have very predominant members in China.
Okay,
you know, it's called ITMA, International Tea Masters Association. it's funny.
Yeah. Shout out.
Hey,
plug.
Pet plug.
basically, yeah, that's what it is. And they host classes all over the world for it. So there's like, I'm starting a new one called Blending, where you learn how to make your own blends of teas.
Oh, that's cool.
To, you know, eventually want to make my own. That one's here. But my sommelier certification, which I actually have, I went to China to study for that.
Wait, you're sommelier of teas?
Yes, yeah. I am. That's exactly my certification. There's three certifications. There is a sommelier certification, a tea blender certification, and then a tea master certification.
Got it.
Sommelier is basically about the history, the flavor, identifying teas, all that stuff. Right?
And you're going to maybe recommend a pairing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Everything that encompasses like the drinking of the tea and the history of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about that and the knowledge side, that's for the sommelier course.
And what teas, like, where are we drinking our teas? Where are we getting our tea from here in the United States? Like, when you're in L.A., where do you get your tea from?
Where do I get my tea from? I get it wholesale.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do. Dude, $20 for, like, 5 pounds of tea? Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Where is that?
There's a couple different places I like. I like the Metropolitan Tea Company. It's online.
Okay.
Because they ship from so many different locations on it.
And are we using tea for health at all?
All tea has health benefits.
Okay.
It really does. Am I using it personally for health? It depends on the day, you know, if I need something to pick me up, if I'm not feeling well, or of course, yeah.
But that's not like your focus on it. You're more into the taste of it.
I am currently, but with the blending thing, I do have a really good idea for tea that I want to make that is more in health.
Hello.
Yes.
Can we hear it?
No.
Don't spill
yet.
The tea, girl.
Don't spill the tea. I want to get it more flushed out and all that stuff, but I can tell you afterwards.
Can you tell us what will happen to us if we drink this tea?
a variety of things. Okay. I'm going to make a bunch of different things for it, and it's all going to be like about how you feel.
Okay.
More.
In the brain.
Yeah.
And, okay. And something else.
Yeah. Well, less this.
Less in the body, yeah. More up to up.
Yeah.
Top.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mental tea.
Yes. Exactly.
That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Mental clarity.
Clarity.
Oh.
Ooh. Sorry. Sorry.
I can't wait for mental clarity.
Thank you.
And by the way, we need to be passing out mental clarity like to every high school student. I mean, things are tough. We need people clear. We need brain tea immediately.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the reasons, because like my girlfriend, as we were talking about earlier, she does a lot. She's under like 4 AP classes and then like professional like choir and all that stuff. It's like, and dancing. Like she does a lot of things. So I could see how much like a high school student gets stressed out about mm-hmm. this stuff. So like, and I know she likes to drink tea, so I just also want to make something to help her.
Totally.
If that makes sense. You
and
know?
Yeah, I remember in high school, people are doing like stupid Red Bull shots or those little, like, those terrible things energy, that are like energy yeah. shots that you pick up at like 7-Eleven. Yeah, like that's the most terrible things, but you need something. And that's not the route. So mm-hmm. like, yeah, we'll go down the Tucker aisle and get our
aisle,
get
our rabbit hole.
Heads right. Okay.
Okay. That's well, exciting. Now, just because you're into recommending teas.
Yeah.
Right.
Could you recommend, based on just a look, quick glance and up and down at both of us,
what do you think?
What
we
would
need?
You suggest we need?
I would like personally to talk to you more about it.
Sorry.
Rather, no?
No, you got nothing.
Okay.
Well, no, yeah. What is it? What
I would normally
probing
do?
Probing question you would ask.
Like, what is it that you want to get out of it? Okay. Because most people, you know, like, I can do a glance one, but it's not going to be as fine tuned as something where I could talk to you and figure out what you
want. What if we named a couple teas that we might reach for already?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would that help you?
That could. But I'm like, what I was thinking is like the actual health benefit of
it.
Oh,
okay.
So if you're saying like, I have a bad back, I have bad problem digesting, I could.
These are questions. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
These questions, like, if you have any, I don't know if you want to confess your deepest, darkest secrets.
Well, I have no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the deal that I really do and that a lot of people, like my friends, come to me for is if you have a problem and you want to do tea to fix it, I could whip up something.
I'll give you a problem.
Okay.
I'm moving away from coffee right now.
Ooh,
okay. We'll see. No. You know, we've done this show for 3 years. I've moved away. I've come back. I've moved away. I've come back.
It's a necessity sometimes.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to do right now is do like a warm water with lemon to start my day. Now, I like to have something after that, and I would like a tea. And I would like it to, like, I want something with antioxidants, and I want something that's going to take me, that's not going to be the hit of caffeine like a coffee would be, but something that's kind of, like, move me into the next part of my day.
Get you going,
yeah.
Right? Sure. So then basically I would recommend, since you mentioned.
And I have circulation issues, so.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Then basically what I'm thinking is, usually what I like to do is I have notes at home with literally just like hours upon hours upon hours of research notes.
Right.
Where it's basically my big giant cheat sheet about this big, you know? I made a big gesture.
It was really big,
Thank
you guys.
Thank you. That big.
It's like a giant.
Basically, what I would think is for the base, I would do something with green tea. Mm-hmm. If you want to do something with antioxidants and still
has
caffeine.
That's my first thought, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Green tea is a really great base. Since you said you like doing like lemon, warm cup of water and lemon, there's also, if you find something infused with lemongrass, something like that, those are really good. All those ingredients like that have their own property, and they're all really good at moving things. Now, I'm thinking about blood circulation.
Yeah, I would like you to.
That's a tricky, tricky issue.
Okay.
You can do a different tea that would be way better for you for blood circulation, but I'm trying to think about
it. So that may not be my morning tea, but let me get my separate. I got my morning tea.
Get your morning
it's lemongrass
tea.
And green
lemongrass,
tea.
Lemongrass, green tea.
Now give me my circulation
I can even go into it. I can tell you what type of green tea to do if you want to.
I mean, maybe off the clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one, I would recommend like a Chinese black tea for blood circulation because black tea is really good with your arteries. They're also
it's good to know.
Yeah. There's also a different type of black tea that they have in China called Pu'er, which is like a hard hitter.
I want to see. I literally just, my father-in-law is Chinese, and he sent me home with two boxes of Chinese tea bags, black tea.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
I wonder if that might be good.
Yeah. It's not loose tea.
Well, it all depends. Like, because even not loose tea is still some form of tea, you know? Yeah. It's just basically bottom of the barrel tea.
Slam.
Do, yeah. What they do is they do a process called CTC, which is cut, tear, curl. Cut, tear, crush, sorry. And they basically do that to the tea leaves. So the way that a tea leaf, think about it as a leaf, you know? And some processes, they fold it and they wrap it and whatever, right? When it's like that, it's just powder, basically. And when you brew loose leaf, it's the tea leaf getting to unfold. And when it does that, it releases so much more that you get out of it, mm-hmm, flavor-wise, mm-hmm, and health-wise.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, but going back to the thing, not straying, blood circulation, I would recommend a black tea, specifically like Key Moon.
How do you spell that?
K-E-E-M-U-N.
Okay, so let's
take a break.
And we're going to come back with a game of Over It or Into It.
How to be less old!
We get it. Shopping can be a hassle, but you really want to look your best. You just need a little bit of help, and that's where Daily Look comes in. Daily Look is an online premium personal styling service for women that hand selects fashion items and they send them right to your door. It's a perfect solution for people who do not have time to shop. All you do is you fill out a style profile and you begin to build a one-on-one relationship with your stylist. That stylist will handpick up to 12 quality clothing and accessory items from premium brands like J Brand, Rag & Bone, and all the new emerging designers. You even get a chance to preview your box before it's sent so you can make changes on it, and you keep what you love, you return the rest, totally hassle-free, no obligation to buy, shipping is free both ways. It's a really fun and convenient way to look your best. So get styled today by going to dailylook.com/HTBLO and click get started. Don't forget to use the code HTBLO to get $10 off your first box. That's dailylook.com/HTBLO, offer code HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Of a Kind is a website that introduces you to exciting new designers and fashion, home, beauty, office supplies by selling their pieces and sharing their stories. A unique venue for discovery, the website has featured over 350 of America's most promising new makers over the last 7 years, and it is run by two female founders, which we love, Claire and Erica, and they've been friends for like 15 years. Of a Kind is all about unearthing things that are special and hard to find, from hair products to necklaces to home accessories to ceramics. A special shout out to the 10 Things newsletter they send every week. It is packed with the latest things that Claire and Erica have discovered. They're really curating for you. There's recipes, articles, beauty products, apps. They have it all. And as an offer to the How to Be Less Old listeners, get 20% off your order of $50 or more when you visit ofakind.com and enter the code HTBLO at checkout. That's ofakind.com and code HTBLO at checkout.
How to be less old!
Scout and Cellar is a wine company started by Sarah, an attorney-turned-sommelier committed to sourcing additive-free, chemical-free, totally delicious wine from around the world. She figured out the hard way that many of the world's mass-produced wines are stocked to the cork with up to 300 chemical additives. So she did the research. She spoke with physicians and vintners to discover the truth. Chemicals belong in a swimming pool, she said. Wine should be as natural as possible, which is tricky since grapes tend to march to the beat of their own drum. Their natural flavor, colors, and lifespan vary across vines, which makes capturing and establishing sameness across bottles exhaustive and difficult. Chemicals provide wine producers a way of getting around the stress. But Scout and Cellar is here to offer a cleaner, healthier, altogether better wine experience for everyone. When we got our bottles of Scout and Cellar, I thought, what could be in wine that's so bad? But apparently, it's pretty gross, you guys, and I've been drinking exclusively organic wine since. Their bottles were freaking delicious, and I enjoyed them with my friends who also were super excited about Scout and Cellar. So try some clean wine. Go to goodcleangrapes.com. You can order by the bottle or join a wine club and have it delivered right to your door. There's free shipping with your $99 purchase. That's goodcleangrapes.com.
How to be less old!
And we are back with Tucker Albrizzi.
Oh, Deanna, ooh. Slam dunk.
No big deal. It's the first name I've knocked out in the first try ever.
Ever.
So, Tucker, really quick, before we get into Over It or Into It, were you aware that there was a show out there in the world called Queer Eye for the straight guy?
I was. Oh. I was aware of it. I know that it's about fashion. Mm. That's my extent of it.
Okay.
Because all I do in my life is I roll out of bed and I put on whatever's not dirty.
Yeah.
And then I'd start my day.
You're like, so, canned a t-shirt, mm-hmm. bio, hoodie.
And then jean. And then that's it. So it's kind of not relevant to me, but I would love to soak up knowledge if y'all would like to coerce and, you know.
Coerce.
I mean, I'd say give it a look on Netflix. Take a gander because it really is a heartwarming show. And I think there's not that many heartwarming shows out there at this moment.
Right.
So I'd say just, you know, you and your girlfriend – just have a little Netflix and chill and just take a couple in.
For sure.
Because I think – I'm curious to see what you would think of it. You know, I think it's like the time is right now for it.
And just a question for you, Deanna.
Oh, yes.
Is it the same exact format where they like go and then there's the party and they dress them up?
Yeah.
And
okay. It's pretty similar.
Okay.
They're doing it remotely. Yeah, but it's pretty similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did that with
in
the ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Great.
Over It or Into It?
Oh.
You're going to tell us when we rattle off some things whether you're over it or into it. It's a pretty simple game.
Okay.
How do you feel?
And this will inform us.
Sounds great, yeah.
You feel ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
I'm born ready.
Black Panther movie.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But I'm into the idea of it. You know,
great.
I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, do you want me to real lightning mode or?
Well,
if
that's
you
good.
Have things that move you, I mean, please.
I'm excited to see where it goes because, like, it is an origin story for this character.
Okay.
Even though we have, like, seen him before in other movies, like, I hope they do, like, a real proper origin movie. Like they did with, like, Iron Man or, like,
right.
the first Captain America. Because those were, like, top of the game, like, still for me. And this is just my opinion. I just hope they do a good origin movie and they try not to flood it with other characters from the CU right now. Like,
CU?
Cinematic Universe.
Still don't know it.
Still don't know it.
So basically, it's like a universe, like our universe, right?
Yeah.
And in the Marvel, they have their universe.
Okay.
So like if someone lives in some point and someone other like lives at the same time and they're both superheroes, they're still living in the universe, you know?
Yeah.
It's like saying like, you know, if I'm not even a big superhero person, but like if Black Panther met up with like Iron Man or whatever, you know, like crossing over and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a CU.
As long as it's just like an origin story, I'd be happy with it. That's kind of what I'm aiming for. But
got
I don't
it.
Know a lot.
So the less crossovers, the better.
Yeah, yeah. More about the
from
main
the
character.
You want the meat.
The meat. Like it's about Black Panther and make it about Black Panther.
Harry Potter wands.
The universal ones that mm-hmm. do stuff. I've always wanted one.
Oh.
My girlfriend's super into Harry Potter, so she's been like, you know.
Sounds like you're into it.
I'm into it.
All right. Pokemon.
Into it. Mm. That's my childhood. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Well, that makes sense, our Asian friend.
Popping pimples.
Okay, you got to give me some context.
So, like, there's so many there's like the Dr. Pimple Popper. There's Instagram accounts where
right.
you're seeing pimples popped.
Am I doing it or am I watching it?
Probably watching it.
You know what? It doesn't even matter for both of them. I'm going to go not into
you're
it.
You're over it.
Not
okay.
a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a specific thing for certain people. And
I
the
understand
people who
it.
Like it are like super.
I
am not that
it.
Person.
I'm
unfortunately a popper, which you can see on my face. I tried to go at this thing, and it's
– It looks
no.
pretty great.
Look, y'all, nobody should do it. Nobody
yeah.
should do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
you know, I have a problem. Love of sloths.
The animal?
Yeah.
Into it. 100%.
Into it. I didn't know if they were, like, kind of competing with pandas.
No. They're just, like, dumb, you know? They mistake their own arms for tree branches and fall to their deaths sometime.
That's right.
You know?
Oh,
they're
I
not
like
bright.
That. I really
they're
like
slow.
That.
Yeah, they are slow. They're almost like a sloth.
Over It or Into It, Game Boy.
Into It. 100%, okay. yeah. Ooh.
And are these vintage Game Boys or have they refreshed them?
They're new. What they're actually doing with the new ones is they're making them 3D.
Whoa.
Dang.
Yeah, so it's a big leap. But they're still around. They're still keeping the brand alive. But yeah, they're making the screens like 3D, where you don't even need glasses or anything. Wow. They have a form of 3D that, like...
I pretty much just don't understand.
Yeah, that just, like, pops right off the screen.
It just pops off the screen. No glasses. The fact that there's no glasses blows my mind. That you're able to achieve, like, a 3D element with just your eyes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And is it still a handheld device? Mm-hmm.
It's a handheld. It's like the old DS, if you remember those. You know, it's like a little flippy thing.
Yeah, cool.
But it's like a Game Boy.
It's a Game Boy. All right.
It's a Game Boy.
Over it or into it, Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Don't even know what that is.
Okay, I did a deep nerdy deep dive, and I just pulled something
out.
You were like, this is nerd stuff.
Yeah, this
nerd
is like, I was like, Google nerdy stuff, and that came up.
But I'm interested now. Yeah, like, yeah.
It's something I couldn't get any further than that. I believe it might be a game, but don't hold me to that. Comic-Con.
Meh into it, I'd say.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
I'm less like.
Got a meh.
Yeah, I'm a meh. You should create an Intuit or not, or meh.
Meh.
It's fun.
Seems like it would be your total stomping grounds.
E3 is, which is like the video game expo.
Okay.
Or like, you know, like RTX, which is a convention. It's less like an expo. But, you know, Comic-Con, it's fun. It's interesting to see the people who do, like, dress up and
would
all that
stuff. Would you
dress
up and your girlfriend, would you guys dress up?
No, but we do go to the Renaissance Fair and dress up for that. I wear a kilt.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm into that for you. I'm into that.
She kind of forces me now.
So
she's
amazing.
Like, you got to wear a kilt. I'm like, all right, fine. Whatever.
I can't believe you guys weren't together before.
Right?
It feels like you need to be always together.
It feels like, man, where have you been? Because I kind of feel robbed for this whole past time.
Right, you did.
If we were going to watch your origin story, I wish that we would do a CU of her right from the jump.
Right from the get-go.
I don't even know what I'm saying. Okay, hashtags in general.
Into it.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That was a misdirect.
Yeah. I'm going to say into it because... It's such a broad term, you know?
It is.
If there's a dumb hashtag, I'm not going to be into it.
Right, but
if it's
but you use them.
If it's something that's interesting, you know, and like a way for people to, you know, like if someone's live tweeting, then I could see like the utilitarianism of it.
So. I'm starting to, there's an option on Instagram to follow hashtags.
Really?
And I am currently following a few hashtags. Wait,
what's your top one you're following?
I'm following Instapot.
Oh, good.
I'm following alkaline.
The water.
Hot. Trying to move my body into an alkaline system.
Hot.
Yeah, that's pretty much into it. Like, those are basically the freshest hashtags.
I'm pretty sure they're the number
the
top two.
Yeah.
Alkaline.
Yeah, totally.
Everybody loves alkaline.
I mean, this is what you call, like, hot, cutting edge hashtag action. It's Tupac alkaline.
That just shows our age.
Yes.
Love a good alkaline.
Tucker, when you get a little bit older, you might come across the need to follow some random hashtags that will direct your health.
You're assuming that I don't already.
Yeah, I know. He may already
You might be up in there in the tea land, but you know what?
No, he's not.
You're not. No. You're not. Speaking of,
green juice.
As in, like, just a juice?
Yeah, like, what are you juicing? Are we taking juices in?
I'm not, like, yeah.
Now,
into it.
If you followed the hashtag alkaline, you might run into some green juice.
Yeah, some green juice. Yeah, it's a rabbit hole.
Yeah. How about Obamacare?
Over it or into it?
Is there an abstain answer? That's not for any reason. Just don't want to put that out there.
Oh, sure. Pass.
Pass.
Says the boy who's still on his parents' health insurance, I'm sure.
No, it's SAG.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay.
I got to pay for it. SAG.
And last but not least, and this is totally redundant. Okay. Over it or into it.
Pandas.
I mean, stump.
I'm offended that you asked me.
As you should be.
Yeah. As you should be. It was an insulting question. Okay, we did it, Tucker.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. Is that all?
Yeah.
We did it. It happened.
Yeah. Oh, no. That went by too fast.
Aww, I know. That's good news.
Well, everyone should check out AP Bio.
If you're not already.
Which is on NBC.
It's on NBC, yep. And I think the first three episodes are still up for stream on Hulu. Or video on demand.
Right.
Doing that.
And where do we find you online? It's your first and last name.
It's just
@Tucker.
@Tucker Albrizzi.
And everywhere. Instagram, Twitter.
Yep. Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff.
Question. Do you have a Finsta?
I don't have a Finsta.
Do you know what the
Finsta is? I do. I fake Instagram and then Rinsta is real Instagram.
God,
is shocking.
You know what? It's like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We've been interviewing these young people for a long time.
Nobody brought us
Nobody has told us about this.
No.
And I'm actually legit offended.
Yeah. It's rude.
It's rude.
They have marched in here. They've smiled to our faces.
And they have not told us.
And not told us this.
But here's the thing. Does this count? I have a Finsta on another platform.
I'm sorry?
I have a fake Twitter.
Oh, that's fine.
So it's just out the window? Fake Twitter?
Twitter was always called fake Twitter, though, I feel
was
like.
Was it? I don't really know.
Well, but now I'm offended that they don't have a catchy phrase.
Right. But is yours like a character that you are?
No.
No. Oh, okay. So then maybe it's different.
Hmm.
What's fake Twitter? So it's just an account.
It's just
that
like
you...
my fake account.
What are you doing on it?
I don't want to disclose.
Oh.
Are you doing tea stuff on there?
No, it's less like that. It's more for like weird stalking stuff, but
what?
That also too. No, it's just like, no, I'm joking. It's just like my more personal one.
Okay.
But like also fake. It's a weird thing because my main account is like my professional account.
Right, you're doing AP bios.
Yeah, you're putting
your best face forward.
Yeah, so if I want to like tweet from something that isn't broadcasted, you know, like it's a little different.
Right, you're dipping into pandas on your real one. You're telling, you know, but you're not doing whatever others.
Secret.
I want to know like what's
fake
going on.
Twitter.
I like I like to add an air of
mystery
to it.
Okay.
We might have to.
I'm going to try to find your fake Twitter.
We might have to deep dive.
I got to see what is going on, and you better accept us.
Oh, I will.
Thank you, Tucker.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Oh, Tucker.
He is so cute. A real gingy.
Oh, very red hair, very light green eyes. They're beautiful. I was peering into his soul out there.
He definitely needs a sunblock, as do I, you know, just to...
As does everybody. Like, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of the SPF in general in life. But yes, he should have, like, SPF 400.
That's right. No, but he was awesome. I would love for... I mean, I want to hit him up and just get more tea information.
That was really helpful.
Maybe he can put something together for us that we can maybe, not only does he come and sit here and be a guest, but we might want him to do some homework and put us a little post together of like
tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in. I'm all in. And he, you know, he gave us tea in general as a youthy concept. Mm-hmm. We didn't know one could be so into tea.
That's right.
But he is. I didn't know that there were sommeliers for tea.
It seems extra, but...
Right.
But it also, like, I feel like that's a world, if I were to get into it, I could go in.
Well, I'm, like, kind of mad I'm not one.
Right.
Is that...
No, I can feel the pull towards wanting... I always want to buy one of those. I want to start with the loose teas.
Yeah, why don't you?
I know. Great question.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm in Chinatown, I'm trying to... I think I should buy, you know, one of those, like, proper teapot things. And I just haven't done it.
This feels like a good move.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
It's quite easy. Actually, you know, even... My husband is a huge loose tea drinker.
Didn't know that.
Strainer. He just has a small strainer that he uses. You don't even need fancy.
No big deal.
No, you don't need, you know.
A to-do.
Gidgets and gadgets.
Yeah. Well, and guys, here's the thing. Outside, we learned that we were talking about.
Oh, boy.
Finstas.
Yes.
And his mom said that his father, first of all, his mom knew what a Finsta was. And we're really disturbed because we really feel like you guys have let us down.
Yes.
No big deal. But she said her husband has a Finsta, but what we really learned was he has a Prinsta.
That's right. He has a private group amongst a small crew.
Yeah.
Because he's a tour manager
right.
And they just want to keep it all on the DL
right.
So with one another.
So his grown-ass father has a Prinsta.
Yep.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We are How to Be Less Old. You can find us at HTBLO in Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Woo. And if you could please march yourself over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a little review. And if you've not subscribed and left a little rating, we love all of those things.
Yeah, we like that.
A lot.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And Cody. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And we want to just give a little shout out to our girl, Raya Robledo and Charlie Cooper of B&B Academy. It's a social media school. These girls are what they do is tutor small businesses in social media and branding, but they have been helping us get our glow up on social media. So thank you, Raya and Charlie, so much.
Thank you. Oh, my God. They have really changed the face of our accounts. Thank
they
you.
Have stepped our peas up. Thank Heathers. You, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Hey, I'm Hari Kondabolu.
And I'm Ashok Kondabolu.
We're the Kondabolu Brothers, and we're excited to tell you about our new podcast on Earwolf, Kondabolu Brothers Podcast. It's a live podcast where we discuss some of the harder issues of the day.
You will be witnessing two brothers talking to each other and occasionally acknowledging the audience.
We discuss such topics as World War I, Kenan Thompson, pizza. We're excited for you to listen to Kondabolu Brothers every Thursday on Earwolf. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you like to listen.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.